have your say in what we say.
We talk the talk.
People are making so much money. All the money Barry borrowed to fight insurgency are in people's pockets.
See, this nonsense. We are doing it this country more tough.
With all that happens,
we keep up with all events.
I hardly hear female lawyers handling high-profile cases.
Another season where Manchester City dominates from maybe start to finish this time around.
It's 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Dailies Today.
Dailies Today.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Lagos. Good morning to you. Welcome to the second part of Dailies Today. It's 7:30 from the studios here, and we'll bid you welcome. You can watch us live on Facebook and on YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3 is how you can watch on those two platforms. And let's know what you think about the stories. Focus on the stories, yeah? Let's know what you think. I'm Sheriff Quadri.
I'm Jimmy Disu. Good morning. Focus on the story and not the presenter.
Focus on, you know, they can. for those who are addicted to it, for some people, that's their sugar rush.
The ones I like, you know, are those who say, I don't listen to him again.
But you heard it.
You said this last one.
Oh my word. So just focus on the story. Once you drop your comment regarding the story, then we'll take them. There's a lot of back and forth every day, unnecessary jibes and all of those things. So we would like to hear from you, really, to be honest with you. Let's just hear from you on the stories that we have for you. Let's go to the Vanguard. Let's start with the Vanguard newspaper. This morning, no grief for anybody. Lawyers fault police caution as army adopts slogan to fight insurgency.
This is an extremely big problem, but we are pursuing the solution in the typical rush manner that we do our things. The police cannot dictate to me that I shouldn't use certain words, more so as they are not vulgar. I know their problem. I know our problem. Our problem simply is there is a lot of anger amongst, ironically, not just our young people, but amongst the general populace. There is a lot of anger. And that's what you saw that happened when the president was going to the mosque, I'm sure, has opened a lot of eyes within government that we are very, very close to anarchy unless care is taken. And it's not by police legislating and saying to people, don't use this word, don't use that word. What you have now done is to create awareness for the use of that word. And of course, it's going to be on the increase. It's going to go on the increase. People will be using the word more. Some people might even, right in front of the police, say, I'm not grief for anybody. Well, they might have skits. Now they're going to have skits and all kinds of things. We need deep thinking in the things we are doing. The only thing that will save this country from the... And look at that. As the police are saying that, you know, you shouldn't use it, that is what the army intends to use as its own slogan to motivate its soldiers. There's a lack of nexus. I would advise the president to quickly open up a proper agency to tackle the issue of orientation. And their first job would be to submit a paper to the president for the government to galvanize the elite to stop doing the wrong things. 2 days ago, for example, we were talking about one Oba. I don't know which Oba it is now that they said that if you make a mistake and you say it's Oba this, there could be some spiritual implications. Mm. We told that yesterday. Mm. But all the things you see in the social media show off of wealth, both at government, a private sector, the elite, the parties you have, all these things. Would you blame anybody for saying I'm not grief for anybody? Of course not. If you want a solution to this problem, we have to tell ourselves the truth. Of course not. The government itself would have to tell their political whatever, the fortunate people in society, to stop taunting the rest of us. I don't need to go far. It's there, you know. And I'm glad that one thing I think I must give President Tinubu for is that he has a listening ear. is not deaf like other people who had the opportunity to run this country and ran it aground. That credit you must give to him. So we need to put more pressure. Sir, you need to lock yourself up one weekend with your information minister and a few other people. Go and borrow Dele Alake from the mines. All of you get together. Call some PR practitioners outside and quickly form an orientation program. Okay? Including members of the National Assembly that will give you a policy that would guide public behavior. And the first example starts from you, sir, and your family. We cannot have this inequality in society and think that we can decree that all will be well. Like Americans will say, it ain't going to happen.
It ain't going to happen.
Why do you say? You say you're something like an Arawasi.
But you know, that is how I say my own. It ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, something like Arawasi. So, talking seriously, this thing calls for a deep study because I keep saying there are signs that we are headed in. I was telling Prof this morning, our own Prof here,
that
a time will come, and it happened in a place like Brazil. A time will come when most of us will not be able to drive our luxurious cars on the street. You just wake up in the morning after you said your morning prayers, you go and look at your car and admire it and lock it down. We are coming there. In Brazil, what happened at the first economic crisis they had? People had to bring out their Volkswagens, all their Rolls Royce, even in Greece. They wouldn't even find somebody to give it to. You understand? Mm. The signs are there. Mm. So that, in fact, one hour would not be enough to analyze this, but I just thought at least to lay the foundation. There's a lot to be done. There's a lot to be done. Already now in Abuja, crime is on the increase. And guess what, Sheriff?
Mm-hmm.
They are not robbing people. They're kidnapping them.
Yeah, picking
them. Once you are kidnapped, you must find the money. Nobody's going to come to your house now to rob. But if you come to my house, what do you want to steal?
Mm.
A 65-inch TV.
I saw a write-up somewhere about how kidnappers have created their different dens around Abuja and all of that. And the person was very, very clear as to where these kidnappers dens were located. Well, the military now responded yesterday, asking residents of Abuja not to panic, that they are on top of it. It's part of why General, what's his name now, Edward Buba, now said no grief for kidnappers.
But you see, these various videos that are coming up, propping up in the social media, where people in uniform, whether they are true soldiers or not is another issue, but people in uniform are making these derogatory remarks. That's a signal. They are not hiding their faces. They are not wearing a hood. It's like, come do your worst. Whether they are now bona fide soldiers or not is a secondary issue. Mm. The issue is that they are coming out, like they would say locally, with their chest to say these things. And it's like a boil that is growing. Boil will grow, must burst. If you're not boss, voila. So we need to nip this thing in the bud. Yesterday, some lawyers too protested against police brutality. It's not a police matter. It's beyond the police. It is something, when you set up that kind of orientation agency, of course you must have input from the security people and the armed forces. It has to be a joint so that all hands are put together. How embarrassing can it be that what you said people should not say is what the military should say. And as far as we are concerned, those of us who are Calcutta exiles, uniform and cloth and adidas and so on. If soldier can say something, myself, I should be able to say it. But I don't encourage people to say it.
I have this message here from Akiri Bola, who says, "Uncle Jimmy, you just nailed the point. I didn't know of the catchphrase until the news reported the police warning about it. This expression is a demonstration of hopelessness."
I never heard of it. Mm-hmm. But it's been long I've been on the streets. I think I need to go back small.
You don't need to be on the streets.
Yeah.
It's a good
It's a good place to go and eat amala, to dwelegba and things like that. See what's going on. Mm. I miss that part of my life.
Yeah.
Going at 5:30 Lara to eat hot amala.
Hot?
Jesus.
In the morning. It's okay. Let's move. Oh boy, you should watch this video back. Page 4 of the Daily Trust. Security beefed up as Kano, Plateau, 6 other governors, no fate today.
Yeah, you know, the Supreme Court is going to rule. One of them is an anticlimax. They talk about Kano, Plateau, yes, Zamfara, yes. But our good friend Benjamin Hundeyin said that the police have provided adequate security to ensure that there is no breakdown of law and order ahead of the Supreme Court judgment in Lagos. Hundeyin go to work. You know, there's nothing that Lagos is watertight. That's my prediction. I don't think there are any surprises to be seen. But he also says we are not anticipating any problem in Lagos. But as a proactive measure, the Commissioner of Police Adigoke Fayoade has ordered the deployment of more men to the streets. Okay, and the police commissioner in Cross River said they do not usually disclose their strategies to contain crime or unrest. I think the two states that bother me, Plateau is a bit of a hotbed too, but Kano is going to be. Mm. It could get very rough. In fact, it will get rough either way. Mm. Victory or loss, you know, Kano is a state to watch. We wish Nigeria the best. These things will come and go.
Yeah, they will, definitely. Let's go to page 5 of the Vanguard. Edu Gate, APC Governors, Peter Obi back Tinubu on probe.
Yeah, you know, the government is getting a lot of mileage, publicity-wise. On this issue, so I'll just be a bit more patient and see where we are headed. But something tells me that Edu most likely will no longer be a minister. That I can see, because it's been tainted anyway. Mm. It's been tainted on the moral ground. If you talk about legal, you know, but on the moral side of it, that a full grown adult, well educated, well exposed, will write a cash check in this dispensation for 400 and how much?
585
million to a personal government check to a personal person. Pay Jimmy Disu 500. I've been begging God that in my lifetime, I don't want a private jet. I want a private yacht. So, yes.
Cruise.
But so every day is the government is, we know the way these things go, because there's nothing in this story. APC government, Peter Obi back. One thing I like about Peter Obi is he needs to build, I like that he's in the process of building himself up as a credible opposition. Mm-hmm. Opposition is not to be knocking at all times. Mm-hmm. You must create a balance, and I'm glad he has done just that when he says. But he says it in a cynical manner. Okay, you need to read also what is under the carpet. You need to open up his shirt, remove his singlet, and see what is in his heart. What he's saying is that this thing should be reflected in all spheres. You know what? We could leave that on. Today's Friday. Anyway, he says APC governments governors are united. This is just political show. It's none of their business. They should do so likewise in their states.
Do you think Edu should just resign? Instead of just, you know.
It's too late now.
She can still resign.
If she resigns, she still has to go through all these processes.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yes.
If at the end of the process she's exonerated, she should still resign. She should still resign. Let's have honor, for God's sake. Must you be a government? I'm not a minister. I'm living well. You are not a minister. You are living well. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know where all the, you know. But now she has the... She has to let the process go through, or else it will look as if she's dodging certain bullets. She has to go through it. If she's exonerated and put back, then she should say that she'd rather not continue. Yes, because we don't know where all this is going to end anyway.
Right. Okay. I mean, her own is even mild compared to the other lady that allegedly...
What about this threat that we read? We haven't heard it from her mouth, but that she's not going to go down alone.
So we haven't heard that. I don't believe that story. I really do not. Planted. I don't even think that it's a story, to be honest with you. I think someone just came up with it somewhere.
If it is true, it's a story. If she says, I'll not go down alone. Let's get down to the news now and run through it quickly. This one, TB Joshua made childless couples to exchange spouses. This whole thing is a mess. And if you don't learn the lesson from this, we never will. Hit and run driver kills cop on Lagos Ibadan Expressway. Yesterday, Lagos MPA protesters stormed police headquarters over brutality against lawyers. Why should they say against brutality generally? Okay, so brother not for assaulting sister. This is a family matter. But it's gone under this domestic sexual... what's it called now? What's the name of that? Domestic violence?
Domestic and sexual violence agencies.
One more time, if you are being molested by your spouse, don't go home and use a native whatever. Go to domestic violence. This agency, and I can, you know, I'm quite assured that they will solve the problem for you. Now, this one, netizens mourn as female banker kills self.
I saw it.
A female banker in Ikorodu, 32-year-old Amarachi Ugochukwu. Why did she kill herself? She said that around 1 p.m., she made her way into the restroom where she was said to have drunk the insecticide. Unknown. Look how pretty. Other members of staff had started looking for her when the phone she left on the table kept ringing. A police officer said she was later found dead inside the toilet and she had a suicide note. In the suicide note obtained by the correspondent, the lady blamed the hard economy. This is a banker. Lamenting nothing was working for her. Nothing is working in my life. My figures are low. It's in the marketing department. You know, they drive those ones in the banks. My brain is clogged up. The economy is getting harder. My decisions are wrong. My mind is messed up. The future doesn't seem bright at all. I see extreme hardship. I can't bear the pain anymore, she wrote. And then she says, I'm sorry, Mom. I'm sorry, Dad. I'm sorry, Nene, Okwe, Toto, Nazor. And Lord have mercy on me. Oh, this is a very, very sad and such as you see. That is what I say about perceptions. Now look at a very pretty lady works in a bank. I mean, works in a bank. For young people these days, telecoms and banks are the two key, whatever. So what else could it have been? And it doesn't say that she was jilted. Maybe there was a bit of problems there. And she says that the economy is hard on us. No one is spared. Not even government institutions find it difficult to operate. We cannot complain. So it's a general environmental complaint. Complain about her immediate, may her soul rest in peace. Jakpa, our hospital's overstressed, says Lagos. By the way, Lagos State Government, that lift that, you know, I hope it's been fixed now. The lift that led to the death of one of your staff at, Lagos General Hospital or so? Because I saw somewhere in the social media, some people were complaining that it hadn't been fixed. I hope it's been done now. Lagos urges caution as report reveals poor air quality. We don't have any discipline. Look at the kind of vehicles. Those who are supposed to be giving, what's this document you have for your car?
Roadworthiness.
They don't look at the downfalls. Look at the smoke we have everywhere. Downfalls. Generators. That's why most of us are falling ill. That is why most of us are falling ill. I challenge anybody to look at a white bath, some kind of white bath. Don't use soap just yet. and pour water on your body at the end of the day going to Lagos and look at the water and see what color it will be. It's not your skin peeling off. It's all the soot and whatever. And nobody seems to be worried about it. Well, until now, because this is the Lagos State government has called on residents of the state to be cautious and make conscious choices as data reveals moderate and unhealthy air quality index. What are we supposed to do? Are we supposed to walk around with oxygen masks?
or not use our generator on some days?
Well, we
or
might
not drive on some days.
We might have to get to that. Mm. We can't keep killing ourselves. We might have to because of other people's comfort. Mm. You know, there's no light overnight. Then you put on your a better pass label, and with the noise and the smoke and everything, you think you can sleep well in your own little room, not taking cognizance of the health situation of your neighbors. Anyway, the government has also promised eco-friendly bus services. Oh, look at my friend. It's 2 years now since he died. 2 years since he died. Does anybody know who is called Oyato?
Oyato.
Oyato, Joe. The former governor of Oyo State, Alao Akala. I enjoyed the company of that man. Oyato. Yeah, so...
He was a very fun-loving guy.
If I start telling you stories about both himself and Baba, what's the Baba?
Adedibu.
Adedibu. Mm. If I tell you the stories about, actually, it was Adedibu that introduced me to Oyato. Mm. Oh yes, very very easy going man. Yeah. He told me, for example, just quick aside, Oyato told me that. He told me in Yoruba, but let me just say it in English. Something to the effect that when you are a governor of all, because you don't know which way the wind will blow. Mm. So when he was even in PDP, he was taking care of the APC people. But Baba's analogy about life is the one that let me quickly tell you that one. It's funnier than this one. Baba said you are given some kind of statue to put in your house. Mm. And you are told to, it's not that interesting in English, but you are told to pour a little sacrifice on it. Eh? You don't pour oil on that sacrifice that you've been given every day. You abandoned it. Then the day you now get into trouble, you now go and get drums of oil and just pour it on it. The thing that you put there, won't it be drowned in oil? You know who he was referring to? Ladoja.
Let's take our next story quickly. Mm. I have this one here that says, more multinationals may exit Nigeria in 2024. This is according to a report, by the way.
This is according to a report. I heard on the streets yesterday that there are one or two major multinationals that will declare a loss. You know, their reports will come out anytime from now and they will declare losses. Nobody does business to declare losses. Mm. Okay. Some have gone and some are preparing to go. And it says that multinationals in the fast-moving consumer goods subsector may exit the country this year if the operating environment does not improve, according to a new report. The environment is not likely to improve significantly this year because there are no signs towards it. Yeah, no sense towards it. And so that's, I don't want to go through the various, they might go. And so the essence of the story is to put the government on alert to make sure that you have an enabling environment for business to grow. Those things we already know. If you bring it up at a beg to differ, you hear what the young people will tell you. They are known to everybody. It's just that we don't have devoted rulers. I don't think our leaders are devoted to the progress of the country. They say it. Yes, it's part of the propaganda, part of what, you know, but you can't see it in them. Look at the kind of mess. Look at the Edugate story. You know, everybody runs after the cash. Now, the subsidy on transportation, you remember what that union man said that, you know, we wanted to partner with them so we can conduct this thing in a cashless manner. And they sidelined them. Even you didn't agree with them, they should have. Fair enough. But this point is, according to them, which has not been controverted, they sidelined them. The committee that handled that subsidy should come and tell us how the money was distributed.
That one is gone. Otilo.
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 Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Let's take our last story before we go because of time. Nigeria's falling FDI perilous.
That is related
to it.
It's related to it. So I can't take this. Maybe I'll take this one at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yes, because I'm going to have 30 minutes to do one or two things on this, if you don't mind.
No, it's fine.
I'll take it at 9.
That's fantastic. Yes.
Yes.
That's okay. We have to go now, though. We must go now, Lagos. Thank you for joining us on the show today.
Are you sure you don't mind if I take it?
No, I don't mind.
I didn't like the way
Shebi
you
were looking. We'll be back at 9 now, so we'll take it at 9.
We will
take it.
Your name is not inside.
We take it. we take it.
I hope you are not saying that I'm taking your story.
No. We will take it.
I'll see you at 9.
Yeah, yes, sir. Lagos, it's back to Kofi now on the Morning Crossfire. Stay here, please.
Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3